The next perek, there's a lot, as in every perek in Kehelis, there's a lot to talk about. I'm going to zero in on Inyona Diyema. Perek Tess, we're up to. So in the middle, Shlomo HaMelech here talks about the Inyon of Tshuva. So the way Shlomo HaMelech describes Tshuva, B'chol eis yu bigodecho levonim. V'shemen al roishcho al yechsar. All the Rishonim learned this is talking about Tshuva. Talk about white clothing. We find that throughout Tanakh that we talk about Averis like clothing turning white. Halbein chatayinu. In the Beis Hamikdash they had a red string hanging. They also had another one on the sword that they sent out La'azazel. I'm sure Olam remembers from Maseches Yumah. And they knew when it turned white, they knew it was Neskaper. So the pasuk here is talking about, it says Bigodecha Lavonim, it's obviously not talking about your clothing. It's talking about Yemaisim Tovim. So Rashi right away says Haskein Hatzmecha B'chol Shol Shema Tomus Hayoim V'tikones B'sholam. The Targum says the same thing. The Targum says B'chol Idon Yehovion Kesusa Chivorin Min kol so avas chovsa. The obvious question, this is really the main pasuk in Kehelis that's talking about tshuva, specifically tshuva. Strange that Shlomo HaMelech says b'chol eis. I mean, we know the Mishnah says in Yumeh, l'chayra, that tshuva is supposed to be a one-time thing. Hoimer echte v'oshuv, echte v'oshuv. Eima speaking b'yodi lasas tshuva. One of the people that's tshuva we don't accept is somebody says, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to do the chet again, I'll do tshuva again. Tshuva should not be something that you keep on having to do again. But here, the lashon of Shlomo HaMelech is b'chol eis yu bigodecho levonim. And the way the Rishonim are explaining in the Targum, this is not telling you you should be clean. You should be cleansing. B'chol idon yekvutzcho chivorin, Rashi learns haskein atzmecho. So what does that mean? If your clothing are white, they're white. So you did tshuva. Hopefully you don't have to do tshuva tomorrow in the same chet that you did tshuva today. That's a chesaron, that's not a ma'ilah. That's not what Shlomo HaMelech would be encouraging. That you should do tshuva today on the chet, tomorrow you should have to do tshuva again on that chet. That does not kein shum pshat, doesn't have a pshat. So if we look in the mocker of tshuva, according to most of the Rishonim, which is in Parashas Nitzavim, so we look at the Psukim, Tshuva is mentioned four times, again and again. V'hoyu ki yavoyu elecho kol advorim me'il ha'brocha v'aklolo, v'ashivo yisrael levavech, v'shavto ad Hashem lokech. Then again, nochamo, umo Hashem lokech az levav chuvas levav zarecho, v'atotor shuv v'zishma. Four times in Parashas Nitzavim, which many of the Rishonim say is the source of tshuva, four times the Torah repeats tshuva, again and again and again and again. What's going on? It's pshat in that. So the idea I believe that's mentioned, and it fits into what I heard from what the Manal was saying as I was walking in, there's a fascinating Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer in his drashas on Rosh Hashanah, he gave a drasha on the pasuk in Tehillim. It says, "All olikim." We say it before Tkiyah Sofer. All olikim b'sruah Hashem b'kol Sofer. Right, that's the pasuk. So the Medrash says that brings down the pasuk. Tiku b'achoy the Sofer b'kesel yom chagena. So the Medrash darshens the word chodesh and kesel, and the Medrash says as follows. Chitshu maseichem, shapu maseichem. You should be mechadish your ways. You should be meshaper your ways. Meshachor means the same thing. Chidish means renewal. Shaper means to beautify. And then zimato oisekein. And if you do this, the Medrash says, tiku b'kesel yem chagenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oymin mikisei din v'yeshev al kisei rachem. That's the Medrash. So the Ksav Sofer says, obviously Medrash is saying something here that is chitshu and shapru, and if you do that, so he says a Gval de Gavard. He says there's two kinds of tshuva. He's mainly trying to clarify what's the difference between tshuva me'av and tshuva me'ira. Right? So obviously we know tshuva me'av means you do tshuva because you love Hashem. You want to have a relationship with Hashem. Tshuva me'ira means you don't want him to throw the book at you. It's also tshuva. Tshuva me'ira is also tshuva. It's not the same level. It's also true. The Ksav Sofer says, how do you know yourself if you're doing tshuva me'av or tshuva me'ira? If I were to take a poll, I'm sure everybody would say, I do tshuva me'av. How do you know if you're doing tshuva me'av or tshuva me'ira? So he says, a Gval de Gavort. He says, till you start doing tshuva on your mitzvahs, you're not doing tshuva me'av. What does that mean? That means, Sometimes when I'm working with a couple, Shalom Bayis, and they're in a very bad place. So we work on different things, what not to do and what. But I always tell them, ultimately, the ultimate tikkun is only when you start doing things you don't have to do. Everything that's on your wife's list of Yaharag Val Yavar, of course you have to take care of that. But the only time this marriage could go somewhere is if you're starting to do things that your spouse doesn't have on the list of the Shulchan Aruch of Chayiv Adam Lasseis. Because so long you only do what you have to do, you don't love the person. Nobody does for somebody they love what they have to do for them. That you do. Somebody comes over to you, in Ebbach case, he needs so you do what he needs. Right? Somebody you love, you want everything to be perfect. You want it to be better. So I always say, till you reach that level, it's not that this tshuva. Ksav Sofer says, if you're only looking at your averis, if you go into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the only thing you look at, everybody has areas they need perfection. Well, you know you need perfection. I'm sure each one of you knows right now the big no-nos that you need tikkun on. Everybody knows that. Zochti Ksav Sofer, if you go into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the only thing you're doing tshuva on is on that, that means it's not me'av. That's me'ira. Because Ava means, how could I be better? How could things be better? How could me and the Rebbeinu Shlom have a better occasion? That means you go, I do daven 3 times a day. And grada, I come on time to daven. And I'm kaveh myself tefillah b'tzibur. But I could daven better. Till you start thinking about the things that are okay. I come to night seder. I don't miss night seder. But I can learn with a more of a geshmak. I could get more out of it. Till you're thinking along those lines. I'm not a nice guy. I could be nicer. I could be nicer to people than I am. Even though it's not one of my no-nos. I don't walk around saying Lashon Hara, but I could be nicer to people. So till you're thinking along the lines of fixing your mitzvahs, it's not me'av. Because as long as you're just thinking of patching the holes, it's all yira. It means you're afraid of the consequences. I better fix my problems. A relationship means you're working on the other things. I'll tell you more than that. Sometimes when you love somebody, it's a problem. Because sometimes you only think of that. You forget. Sometimes you miss what Chazal call Ava Makalkul Asashur. Sometimes you could miss things that are musts because you're so busy with the trimmings. But you're definitely busy with the trimmings. You're definitely very busy with the trimmings. But by me, my sukkah, I think about my sukkah all year. But I mean, so much I think about my sukkah that any time there's something nice in the house that we're remodeling, okay, it's going to end up in the sukkah. That's why my sukkah has 3 chandeliers and this. Anytime we do something, okay, that's for the sukkah. We still have the curtains, the living room curtains that I bought the Rebbetzin 25 years ago in the dining room. When I bought them originally, I was thinking, oh, that would be so beautiful in the sukkah. So then when we got blinds, still adayim is it's hanging in my sukkah. But you know what? One year I remember, I was very busy. I decorated the sukkah gorgeous. I remembered that there was a schach on my sukkah that I wasn't happy with, al pi halacha. And the whole, I forgot to replace it. So my sukkah was gorgeous, but there was a piece of schach that I had a halacha big problem with, that I forgot. Because it came from a good place. Ava makalkul zashur. Every chandelier was hanging. Right? Every Every light was hanging, every decoration was hanging. But the piece of schach that I wanted to change, I forgot to change. And that was more important. That had to be done. So if anything, Avu Mekalkel Sashur. But if you're not busy worrying about things that are not a problem, it means you don't really love it. You don't really love it. Zekeli van Veyu. You don't really love it. Zok Tiksav Soifer. Chitshu Maseichem means to renew something. Something has to be completely changed. Okay? That's Chitshu. Okay? So if somebody's car goes, he has to buy a new car. That's called Chitshu. I need a new car. I need a Oto Chadash. If you have a car that's it's good, it needs to be spruced up. You need a wax job. You need to shampoo the interior. That's a shampoo. That's to make something nice. Zog Tiksav Soifer. Chitshu Maseichem, that's tshuva. But then there's shapru maseichem. And only if it's shapru did you reach the level of tshuva me'av. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's oyla mikisei din v'yeshev al kisei rachman. Says the Ksav Sofer, that's what we say before Tkiya Shofar. True is a lashon of fear. Tkiya is a lashon of gvura. He says, Olo Hashem b'sruah. Olo l'kim b'sruah. If you're only doing tshuva out of yira, it's still alakim, it's still midas hadin. Hashem b'kol shefer. If you're already holding by shapru, if you're beautifying, then you taka have midas harach. So the emes is that if a person's focus on tshuva is only to get rid of his problems, then tshuva's a one-time thing, really. I mean, either you got rid of it or you didn't get rid of it. But you don't get rid of it twice. But if the focus of tshuva is to make yourself better, there's no end to tshuva. Betterment has no end. Betterment starts from whatever you could do now to wherever, to adasof. There's no end to betterment. How much better you can get. Zok Shloim HaMelech, b'chol eis yu begodecho levonim. Zok Rashi haskin atzmecho. Even after your clothing are white, there's whiter. If your focus is I want to get rid of my problems, it's true. That's you get rid of it. Either you do or you don't. But it's you get rid of it. If your focus is shapru, it's a lifelong mission. That's haski natsmacha. And that's why the pasuk in Nitzavim says tshuva again, anochamol, 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 to tell you, tshuva is not just to leave go of the averis. Tshuva is to better yourself. And in that level of betterment, there's no safe.